Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Botei Knesses, the Botei Midrashas, Ein Nogim Bem Kalus Roish. One should not have light-headed behavior in a school or a base medrash where people learn. Examples of this Kalus Roish is Svoik Vehito, like joking around the base Knesses, base medrash is like a Mikdash Ma'at, and just like in the base of Mikdash, one has to have Moira, has to have Or, Vakodesh Bochu, so too. Shuls, we have to behave such a way. Which brings a chazal that says, smack, that says that the aveir of Kalas Rosh, Bati Knesses, Achmonas land turns into Bati Avodah Zarah. Pass for sure. Sicha B'Teila also. What is Sicha B'Teila? It says, Mishnah Brura Paskin's Chumra, that even speaking in Yonik Parnosa, even though it's something that is permitted to speak outside the basic Knesset, but inside the basic Knesset, it's awesome. You should not talk. It's just idle talk that has no value. It brings the Zohar Kodesh, which says how terrible this Aveir is, talking idle talk in the shul. And surely, a person has to be careful about Lashon Hara, Machlekes, and the like, which are terrible Aveirs, no matter where you do them, Kal V'Chomer, when you do it in the house, Kal V'Yochel V'Kodesh Boch, Palpin Shem Melech. And even if things happen in shul that people do not like somebody gets the aliyah that you wanted, just to hold back, and people cow the din da'ava. Ein oichlin v'sheizim v'hem. When it's prohibited to eat and drink, Shabbat says to all doing any type of malachas inside a shul, we'll see later certain etterim. So let me skash tim v'hem, let me tail v'hem, person doesn't dress himself up in these shul-based measures, so just go around to walk around. It's raining outside, or very hot outside, you shouldn't go in just to protect himself from the rain or to enjoy the air conditioning. If he wants to learn also, then it's good. Now, heter number one, Tamid Chachomim Tamidehim, Utom Lecher Lishlis Ben Midoichak. That a person who's a Tamid Chachom is permitted to eat and drink Midoichak. The idea behind it is that we don't want them to have bitul Torah, they have to go out, look for a place to eat every time. So therefore, there's a heter for that. It's part of their learning over there. The Ramah adds to it, it says, so basically, a person who's using the base of medrash to learn it, he's allowed to eat and drink together with his learning. But stop to eating and drinking in the base of medrash, or base of knesses, is a problem. The Bialofa says even also to drink water in a basic Knesset, there's no need for it. He says, people in the Chutzlar drink water in the basic Knesset. He says maybe they hold that the Knesset and Chutzlar are made with a Tanai, but that Lamaisa would only help in the Chutzlar, so it would not help in Eretz Yisrael. So, like we said, if a person's learning then something that Tzarek is legal, then, or to prevent himself from in the battle is time, that's a hetzer.